Hey Ravens fans, I'm Garrett Downing. I'm joined by BaltimoreRavens.com columnist John Eisenberg. John, the Ravens are coming off their first loss of the season, 24-23 to the Philadelphia Eagles. And this is the time of the year where it's kind of the sky is falling mentality. The overreactions, you know, 2 weeks ago everybody's saying, all right, let's get our Super Bowl tickets. Now, is this a playoff team? So let's kind of tone down the rhetoric a little bit. Let's look at some of the concerns. You know, let's start on the offensive side of the ball. A lot of people are talking about the concerns. What are they? Is it the play calling? Is it the consistency of Joe Flacco? Is it the run-pass ratio? What is it in your mind?
I think the biggest issue on offense is the identity of the offense has not been determined yet. I think that's sort of a large overarching issue. But like week one and week two were a lot different from this offense. Saw a lot of no huddle the first week. A lot of shotgun the first week. The second week, almost no huddle, especially as the game went on. The run-pass balance was different. I think they're still sort of sorting through all these things that are going on, and I'm in favor of this up-tempo, but I think they're still trying to figure out how to do it all, and I think that's a big issue.
What do you expect to see on Sunday against the Patriots?
I expect at home to see more of the up-tempo and no huddle. I think the crowd noise was a factor in Philadelphia.
All right, let's look at the defensive side of the ball. A lot of talk is the pass rushes, the ability to stop the run, giving up big chunk plays against the Eagles. What's the biggest concern on that side?
To me, it's the pass rush. I think that's been the case for a while. I mean, it's no secret. I mean, Terrell Suggs isn't here. You can't just blame it all on that. But I think, you know, in the NFL today, they're passing on so many more plays, passing more than ever. And the Ravens are running up against another great quarterback this week with Tom Brady. It never stops. That's what you have to do, is to put pressure on the opposing offenses. Last year in the championship game, they found a way to get pressure on Tom Brady. He runs the offense. There's not a lot of downfield plays, not a lot of chunk plays. It's crossing routes. It's short passes. But the Ravens found a way to put pressure on him in the championship game last year. They have to find a way to do that again, because otherwise he'll just sit back there and pick them apart.
So we looked at offense, we looked at defense, special teams. Is there a concern there? They look pretty good on Sunday.
I would say no issues on special teams. The game against Philadelphia, that's one of the best special teams performances I've seen from the Ravens, and I can't even remember when. They really made it a point of emphasis in the offseason to improve the coverage units, and they really have. I mean, those coverage units were sharp. The return game was good. I mean, the kickers were great. There was a lot to like there.
And when you have a rookie kicker hitting 56-yarders, 51-yarders, that's pretty impressive.
That is. End of story. Just let him go.
Absolutely. Well, can't get much better than that. So, John, thank you for giving us some things to look forward to this week against the Patriots. And for all the coverage leading up to that game on Sunday Night Football, keep it right here on BaltimoreRavens.com.